All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. My guest is Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, everybody's expecting to see some major change at the Senate level with guns. And, well, you know, there's not going to be any major.
I thought the definition of craziness was doing the same thing over and over, or expecting the same thing over and over again and not having it happen, right?
Yes.
And that's exactly what's going to happen this time, which is nothing.
Yeah. I mean, they may tweak something, but they're not going
to be able. They might make it illegal to buy an assault rifle if you're younger than 21.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know that's...
What a profound breakthrough that'll be. We already have 20 million of these assault rifles out in the hands of civilians.
Or they're going to ban large capacity,
magazines.
Magazines. But they're not going to, people who have large capacity magazines aren't going to say, oh, they just banned them. Let me take mine in.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
They're going to, they may stop them from producing them. But they're already out.
Yeah, I mean, until we step back from this crazy gun societal view that guns are sacred, we're never going to get there from here. We have 400 million guns on the streets. We have 20 million assault rifles already on the streets. The genie is out of the bottle. They can pass bills about what happens in the future with respect to guns, which, incidentally, they've never shown a backbone to do.
Right.
But the view in America is that guns are sacred, that guns don't kill people, people kill people. That's the defense that's always raised. And then you look at the statistics in America, and apparently if guns aren't killing people, they're only the tool for killing people that they would otherwise use, America's got a huge mental health problem that is not existing in the rest of the world. Because the rest of the world has nothing like the homicide rate that we have with respect to weapons, the use of weapons and guns. And the real answer is that in the United States, we probably have no more crazy people per capita
right.
than the rest of the world does, but we've got a lot more guns.
So I was talking to, Michael Letts on yesterday from South Carolina, a former police officer and a pastor. And we talked about the guns don't kill people, people kill people. And I said, yeah, but you left something out. He says, what? I said, people with guns kill people. You can look at Canada and let's stop acting like this has to happen, that it's a part of the DNA of human beings.
Right.
You can look up at Canada and you don't see this.
Because they don't have the guns like
I know.
That. Yeah.
It's not that they're better people or different people than we are.
Right.
It's because you can't just walk around with the access to guns there.
Well, just look at every circumstance where it happens. A husband is angry with his wife, loses his head. You know, he might inflict damage, but if he's got a gun, he kills her.
Right.
Or vice versa. Or this poor fellow who was worried about his terrible pain and the doctor who he thinks failed him. He could have barged into the doctor's office and had a shouting fit, had to be restrained because he physically wanted to attack the doctor. All of that could have happened. But no, that's not what happened. He had weapons. He went in and shot everyone that was in his way and killed the doctor.
Yeah, he had just bought. He just bought the AK-47.
Right.
You know, had this in his mind. Hey, I got pain in my back. The doctor did it.
In Japan, they've had several circumstances of people going crazy and wanting to kill many other people with knives, and they never get beyond number one. You know, I mean, it just doesn't happen that you can accomplish the same kind of terrible impulse killings guns are the vehicle of impulse killings. Okay.
Yeah.
And a gun, it doesn't, you know, if you have an impulse, the trigger can be pulled in that impulse.
You know, Sandy, the truth of the matter is you're never going to fix the gun problem in this country. Never. It's too far gone. Like you said, there's over 400 million guns out here already. And the manufacturers continue to produce them at record levels, and as quick as they produce them, people are snapping them up.
And guns don't break that fast. I had a great grandfather who had these 1847 Colt revolvers, right? They're antiques, they're beautiful things. I have them, and they could still work.
Yeah, I'm sure they. I'm sure. Well, muskets still work if you.
Yeah.
You know, if you get them and they've been taken care of.
So I mean, guns. So 400 million guns aren't going to break and wear out. And if they wear out, God help us, because they've worn out because of use. No, I mean, it's a horrible thing. And until we change our culture and our tolerance for guns in general, we're not going to solve this by political grandstanding where people talk about how we did something about this. We passed a law that made sure that you had to be 21 to buy an assault rifle, which begs the question of why in the world should American civilians be walking around with assault rifles? And when someone now presses people, there are people who are willing to give a frank answer about it, which maybe is the way we'll do it.
Worrying about the government.
Yeah.
But they
want to use those rifles on the military from the government who will come to get them when they break the law.
Sandy, that's what's at the root of it. And that's why individuals can have 10,000 rounds of ammunition. My guest that I had on yesterday, he basically said that. You know, that the government, you know, we have a right to, and he quoted the
Second Amendment,
and which is what they all quote. And I said to him, you guys really need to think this through.
Well, you know, we crossed that line and fought that battle in the Civil War. There were standing militias of the various states in all the southern states, and the southern seceding states used their standing militias to try to fight the war of secession from the United States, and it was viewed as sedition by the United States. We sent the Union Army down to tell them and to fight with them to force them to essentially to vanquish their individual state standing militias. And after that, we don't have standing militias anymore. We have something that's called the National Guard. And the National Guard is under the regulation and rule of the federal government.
So I said to my guest yesterday, if you guys think for 1 minute with your AK-47s or whatever it is you have, maybe you forgot about Waco. If you think the government is going to allow you guys, they know what you have. It's not like, and they know where you are. It's not like they've sold you these weapons. But if you think the government's going to let you, you know.
Well, it's like this group, and it might be the truth. I sort of had this epiphany as I was driving out here. I think the right, who is talking like this, pictures the future as being one in which there is an insurgent guerrilla war carried out by people with civilians with AR-47s who are fighting an insurgent war against a government that is, I don't know what, trying to regulate the environment in a way that they don't find appealing. It's a horrifying future. If that's what they think America is headed toward, or what they have to arm themselves against, then we're already living in dystopia. This is dystopia.
Sandy, that is what they believe, many of them. And I said to him, if you guys think that the United States won't use helicopter gunships on you,
right,
they're not going to allow you to take over this government?
Well, you should talk like that enough, and civilians will be able to buy helicopter gunships.
Yeah, right. We got to go. Hey, they can buy 50 caliber submachine guns already.
Yeah.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. Yeah.